Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Golic and Wingo on ESPN Radio and ESPN News, reminding you that the road to the World Series does go through ESPN Radio. And we're delighted to be joined now by one of our Major League Baseball analysts, Chris Singleton, joining us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Get triple action protection for optimal engine performance with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Chris will be part of our World Series team on ESPN Radio and the ESPN Radio app, as well as ESPNRadio.com. Chris, did we get the two teams that we thought should have been there all along? I know the Red Sox, since Game 2, really, have been the best team in Major League Baseball. It's been a wild season, though, for the Dodgers. Got off to that horrible start, yet here they are back where they were a year ago.
Yeah, indeed. And, I mean, I think by market size, definitely, and with the buzz and success that these two franchises have had, but take nothing away from the Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, they were a very capable team of going in there and giving Boston a good run for the money, and nice job by Craig Counsell and the Brewers. But yeah, for the Dodgers to be to this point, I mean, there were a couple of times where you thought you might have to pull the plug a little bit. You know, Justin Turner coming out of spring training, starts the season on the DL with a broken hand, and then you lose Corey Seager for the season, and then Clayton Kershaw goes on the DL twice. I got to think Dave Roberts is one of the top candidates for National League Manager of the Year, because the way he held that thing together and really just stayed positive for this club. I mean, there were times where, you know, I'd see him, it'd be hard to keep my head up thinking, man, you're going to have a rough year because everyone in this division is better. The Diamondbacks are better. The Rockies are better. But, hey, they battled and they made it all the way through. And who knows, with all the adversity they endured this year, it might be exactly the ingredient needed to win it, as opposed to last year. They just cruised through the entire season.
So as this goes on, Chris, first couple games obviously in Boston, so no worries with the DH, J.D. Martinez. But going to L.A. then, how will that work in your mind, or how should it work with the Red Sox? Because Alex Cora has already said J.D. Martinez is not coming off the field. He will be hitting. So how do they work that?
Well, it appears Alex Cora, you know, he's mentioned that you put Mookie Betts at second base. And, you know, obviously Betts was an infielder, you know, all the way coming through, didn't start playing the outfield really till he got to the big leagues. So, you know, you see that transition. That's the one that makes sense. Production offensively out of second base. Yeah, you know, you could use a boost there. And then with the left-handers that, you know, the Dodgers feature, you're going to want to have Steve Pierce in the lineup. So, you know, the other option, you could have, you know, J.D. Martinez, you know, play first base, keep your regular second baseman, but you want to have Pierce's bat available, particularly for a left-handed starter. So I'd see how that it going kind of that way.
Golic and Wingo reminding you that SportsCenter on the Road will be live from Boston this Tuesday and Wednesday, covering the World Series, confidently presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Chris Singleton with us, our Major League Baseball analyst. So it looks like it'll be Chris Sale for the Red Sox, barring his belly button ring issues anymore. do we have Chris, who do we think is going to start for the Dodgers? Do you think it'll be Kershaw?
You know what? I'm not sure. I mean, it was a little tune-up day for him in Game 7. You know, I could see potentially, you know, when you're looking at starting those first two games on the road, at worst case scenario, you know, you want to split if you're the road team. So maybe with Kershaw throwing in Game 7, push him to Game 2. That way, if things don't go well in Game 1, you feel like you got your guy that can, you know, kind of save it and split on the road before you go back home. So either way, I mean, Dave Roberts is set up. You know, he's set up and he's pretty strong, whether it's going to be Rich Hill or it's going to be Clayton Kershaw. But the buzz, obviously, everyone wants to see, I mean, the heavyweight match, right? He's Kershaw and Sale going. But with having done the NLCS and seeing all the strategic moves by Counsell and then even Roberts, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if Hill starts Game 1.
We're talking to Chris Singleton. Golic and Wingo reminding you that the Road to the World Series goes through ESPN Radio. Catch all the postseason action presented by AutoZone on ESPN Radio, ESPNRadio.com, and the ESPN app. All right, Chris, let's do this. Let's look through some of the positions out there. You tell us who has the advantage. Starting pitchers.
Starting pitchers, I'd say a slight advantage to the Dodgers. When you're talking about Buehler, what, you know, the kid that we saw, Kershaw at the front, Rio can be really good, particularly if he's at home. And Rich Hill, you know, as opposed to the Red Sox and the question of how strong is Chris Sale going to be, see if David Price do it again, I'd give the lean to the Dodgers.
Bullpen.
Bullpen, I'm going to, based on what I saw in the NLCS, I'm going to lean towards the Dodgers, even though you look at the regular season, bullpen ERAs came out at right about the same, you know, different leagues, so you have a slight advantage in the National League. But, yeah, based on the Dodgers bullpen and the way that they pitched, they didn't walk a single batter in that Game 7, so I'm going to lean L.A.
And then hitters.
Hitters, I'm going to lean Boston. And, you know, this is a team that led the AL and runs per game this year. And the one thing that you notice this postseason is that in run-scoring opportunities, the Red Sox shorten up and they take their knocks and they hit the ball and drive in runs, whereas, you know, L.A. can get in swing mode to whereas it's got to be a home run. They did a nice job a couple of times during the NLCS to shorten up, but more consistently in those tough situations, I see the Red Sox being able to, you know, manufacture some runs and push them across without leaving the ballpark.
Chris Singleton with us, who will call the World Series with Dan Shulman on ESPN Radio and the ESPN Radio app. You mentioned hitters and home runs. Well, listen, we're all in for the comedy and the drama and the fun of this because it gets us a chance to play this one more time from Yasiel Puig.
I see you, Milwaukee, that baby par. I see you there.
Okay, so he saw it. He hit the home run that broke the game open in Game 7. And as soon as that ball left his bat, he was stunting around the bases. Look, we love it. We think it's hilarious. We think it's great. How many old baseball guys are rolling over saying this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen and they hate it?
Yeah, that seemed to be a lot there in the NLCS as well, with just the non-traditional pitching moves and everything else. But yeah, I think it's fine. You know, as long as guys kind of, you know, just keep it clean. No kids in the park and people watching the game. But yeah, it's fun. And Puig is a lot of fun. There's no question. When he's doing his thing, the energy that he brings, it's undeniable how he can impact the game. But yeah, let's have fun. I mean, we saw the promo coming in the postseason, King Griffey Jr., you know, just narrating that. But yeah, let's sort of have him play and just have the enthusiasm out there, because sometimes the game can get a little bit long.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. We all get it that, you know, you don't want to denigrate the opponent when you do something right. But
right.
I mean, and Puig can cross the line. There's no question he can cross the line. But you're right. He brings an energy, Chris. There's just more fun when he's doing this kind of stuff. It sort of seems to liven up the game in a nanosecond.
Yeah, it does. I mean, and he's powerful, he's fast, and just his running the bases, you know, stretching a single into a double. I mean, it's particularly when you're in Dodger Stadium, and these fans, they get so pumped when they see that potential, him out of the box and knowing that he's in that mode. So, yeah, I mean, hey, Mookie Betts, those guys, Jackie Bradley, Ben and Tell them, they've got some swag, and you know, I hope that they let it hang out there in a respectful way in the World Series so everybody can enjoy the personalities.
Should be a lot of fun. And, Chris, have fun calling it, man. That's got to be a lot of fun for you. And we'll talk to you during the World Series, okay?
Thanks, Chris.
Okay, guys. My pleasure. Thanks.
As long as you don't do anything toward your opponent.
Correct.
I mean, if you can't have fun playing a game, that's something I really get a little tired of. Put your head down, run around the bases, be respectful. And have some fun. The NLCS, man.
Right.
I mean, you just broke it wide open. You're going to go to the World Series. If you can't have fun at that point, when can you have fun?
What have we said about the one thing we liked about Roger Goodell and what he's done the last couple of years? Eased up on the celebration restrictions of football. And they've been great, whether it's the rowing ceremony or the penalty kick that the Eagles lined up in the...
Even if they're stupid, so what? They're able to try something to do it, and they're having fun.
You're grown men playing a kid's
game. Absolutely.
Enjoy the hell out of it. Let's not pretend like like it's not supposed to be fun. All of us got into this business because it's fun.
Just the main thing is don't do anything too toward your opponent.
Yes.
And then I'm cool. Have a ball.
Exactly. Just let it all hang out, man. Enjoy it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.